today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
How do you know if someone is faithful? How do you know if someone is wise? When you give someone the opportunity to supervise, to manage, to oversee, or steward your investments or possessions, what is your expectation? Do you expect to find them having done so when you return, or do you expect to find them tending to other things that might interest them while leaving that which you have set them over unattended? In Matthew chapter 24, verses 45 through 47, the master left the servant to rule over his household and to give them food in due season. This wasn't any servant, but one who had proved to be faithful and wise. The parable opens with the question, who then is a faithful and wise servant? If this question were asked regarding you, would the master of the household be able to count on you while he was away? God is counting on you to steward the time he has placed in your care, and he has an expectation of you doing so or having done so when he returns. God has placed the breath of life, natural abilities, wealth, and possessions in trust to you, and you must give an account of how those things are used when he returns. When will he return to inspect your work? No one knows, but he is coming quickly, according to Revelation chapter 22, verse 12. What are you doing with the natural abilities, the time, the money, the wisdom, the knowledge, the breath of life, the car, the home, the job, and other possessions he left in your trust? Everything you have comes from God and belongs to God. In Matthew 24, verse 46, he writes, "Blessed is that servant." We're talking about the faithful and wise servant, "whom his master, when he comes, will find doing so." Upon the master's return, he is going to make the servant ruler over all his goods. The servant, by his actions, has proven he is faithful and wise. The servant proved that he could be trusted with the things that belong to the master. What about you? Are you being a good steward over the things that God has placed in your care? I believe you are a faithful and wise servant whom the Lord will find doing so when he returns. I encourage you to be about your Father's business and become ruler over all he has for you. Let's get busy. Let's stay busy. Don't get ready, but be ready when he comes. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing, the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.